In the past year, violent crime has risen in a lot of U.S. cities. In Austin, Albuquerque, and Pittsburgh, to name three, almost twice as many people have been killed this year as compared to July of 2020. In Portland, Oregon, it's five times as many. Of course, rates of both violent and nonviolent crime started falling in this country in the early 90s and mostly continued to fall. But Republicans see an opportunity to capitalize on the past year's trend. NPR's senior political editor Domenico Montanaro is following this story. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, Noah.
How are Republicans planning to use this to their advantage?
Well, they say they have a three-pronged strategy to try and take back the House. They want to focus on crime, the economy, notably inflation and jobs that aren't being filled, and the border. Republicans see this as a Democratic governance issue, and even though these cities are pretty blue places, the road to the majority goes through the suburbs, and they believe those suburban voters are susceptible to a message about the possibility of the threat that their neighborhoods could become less safe.
Former President Trump tried to use fear tactics in 2020, mm-hmm. and it didn't work out super well.
Yeah, that's true. It didn't. Trump repeatedly and falsely accused Biden of wanting to, quote unquote, defund the police because that slogan gained attention on the left after protests last summer over police violence against Black Americans. Biden faced pressure from the left to embrace it, but he continuously said that's not what he was looking to do, and he won. But there are questions really about the Democratic coalition and if it can hold together because so much of that coalition was based on opposition to Trump. Everything really sort of differences were really papered over between the left and the middle. And with violent crime on the rise, you know, it's something that Republicans think that that can have more resonance this year and next.
What about Democrats? What do they think?
Look, Democratic strategists I talked to say that Democrats need to take the issue head on. They say you have to acknowledge the problem, show that they take it seriously, and say that they need to turn the tables on Republicans. I mean, they highlight that Democrats have a holistic approach. Yes, reform police departments, but also recognize police are stretched too thin, so fund them. And also fix local economic opportunity and have more robust social and mental health services that take the burden off police departments. But, you know, nuance is a tough sell in politics sometimes.
Right. Let's talk about it. Fund them versus defund them. I feel like we hear about defund all the time. Mm-hmm. You're saying that's not what most Democrats are pushing.
Right. You know, Republicans point to lots of cities that have reduced or reallocated funding, and that's true. You know, some places saw that as a mistake, by the way, and have reversed course. The veteran Democrats I talked to, frankly, called the defund slogan not helpful and quote-unquote politically tone-deaf. They also contend that the majority of Democratic leaders and voters, by the way, don't support it. They point as evidence for that, you know, to victories by Biden, but also Eric Adams, former New York City mayor, the former police officer who touted a more centrist tone that was more favorable to police. And, you know, the issue here is that one consultant I talked to said that, you know, what bothers a lot of Democrats in the mold of Biden about what they call woke, the woke Democrat, is that they feel that they're putting ideology ahead of winning. And he said that to a lot of Democrats, it should be about winning because if you don't, you can't put in place the things that you're talking about. And they really need to, Democrats feel like, get on the same page if they're going to be able to retain the House majority, because they only, you know, Republicans only need five seats to flip next year to take control of the agenda, you know, and shut down the Democratic agenda. And on average, the president's party has lost more than two dozen seats in his first term since World War II. So history's certainly on their side. And what this election really may come down to is, can you go out? Do you have the money to spend when you do? And do you feel safe doing it?
Senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Thanks, Domenico.
Hey, you're welcome.